Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Todd Monken met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 15 showdown with Cincinnati.
Man, I was thinking about the other day, you know, when things are going good, it feels like you're at the carnival, and when it's going shitty, you feel like you're at the dentist. So here we go. I'm here for a root canal. I mean, let's go. You know, part of the deal, right? Here we go.
Todd, the last drive, it didn't seem, there seemed to be some, I think they, even the players said there was some chaos going on in there.
The last drive or the drive before the two-minute drive?
Yeah, I think they said maybe it was last drive before the two-minute, where it would seem like some guys were a little confused. Where did the confusion stem from, and what needs to happen going forward?
I'll just say that it's unfortunate that we didn't execute it better.
Okay. Well, then, on the last drive, why wasn't the tempo what you wanted it to be at the beginning of the
game? Well, I'm just going to start at the beginning of that because I knew that was coming. First of all, we got to do it better. Okay, we got to get lined up. We know we have to be willing to push the ball down the field. They're going to be defending that. So we know we have to get chunk plays, which we did as we got a little further in the drive. But the start of it was, you know, we got a 17-yard special teams penalty. Okay, that started it. Then we got a holding penalty. So, okay, that's 27 yards. We ended up on the 30. Okay, now I don't know how we'd have finished it, but those penalties didn't help. Okay, what can we control? We can control how we signal, how we communicate, how we get lined up so we don't waste seconds. That's what we can control, right? There was one situation there. There was only one where we didn't get aligned. Zay had to get back aligned the other side. But somewhere in there, you're going to have to do a chunk play, which we did to Charlie. And then we tried to get one to Mark and get us into, you know, reasonable field position. And whenever it's a two-minute end of game and you need a touchdown, your number one goal is to get in position where you can run a normal play. And that's right around the 10-yard line. That's everything you're trying to do. Because everything beyond that is much, much harder. You're talking about schemed up plays. They start playing picket fence. Much more difficult. So that's all we were trying to do is how do we get to where with one timeout that we could get ourselves a 10-yard line. And there's a lot of things we could have done better there. Calling it, making sure we're at the right spots.
Todd, with Lamar missing as much practice time as he has in the last few weeks, we understand why. Has it made situational football like a two-minute scenarios like that a little more challenging because maybe you're not getting quite as many reps with your entire operation in practice?
I think any time a player, especially your quarterback, is not able to practice, you're talking not only the mental side of it, but the timing with your receivers. And then the physical part of it, there are some challenges with that. There just is. It's not just Lamar. It's any player that misses time. And you got to find a way to overcome that because nobody cares. And we can't care. And when we take the field, we need the product to look like we want it to look like. And we need to score points. And we were darn close. And I know close doesn't count, but get the touchdown at the end. You're at 28, almost 30 points. You're feeling good. Hey, here's where we're at. Still not where we want to be in the red zone. But I'm not deterred. I'm fired up. We get another opportunity this week against the Bengals. And when we haven't turned it over, we've at least given ourselves a chance in every game.
There was a play, I think it was a fourth down play in the fourth quarter, where a throw, Mark had said yesterday he thought it was coming to him. DeAndre was seen waiting for the ball. Who was the throw designed for?
Well, they're all alive. In every pass route that you have or concept, everybody has an opportunity to catch it. Obviously, when a play breaks down or Lamar does what he does, such an elite level, Mark doesn't know what's behind him. Mark doesn't know exactly what Lamar's thinking or where he's thinking about throwing the football. Over the course of time, I bet if you look at quarterbacks that can extend plays, that's going to come up. You know, would we have liked Mark could have gotten a little bit deeper in the end zone with his route in his spacing initially? But at that moment, you know, Lamar didn't know that, Mark didn't know that it was going to D-Hop. It ended up getting off schedule. Really, that's really the best way to put it. We got off schedule.
Todd, having just played since he's so recently, how much does that help or how much does that hurt, do you think? Like,
what's that?
Having just played since he's so recently, not getting to play him again, just quit, what is that? Good, bad, how do you feel about it?
Well, that's crazy. I mean, it's like playing a back-to-back in basketball or something. Like, you play him, you know, here, and then 2 days later you're going there to play him. I mean, it's just different. It's always – I will just say this. If you've – before I ever got to the NFL, you never experienced that unless you got to, like, a championship game, and you might play them twice. You didn't play someone twice in a year. It's just an interesting dynamic, and I love it within the division. Gives you a chance because, obviously, there's such a big, you know, priority put on winning the division. So I love that part of it. It is interesting, the back-to-back, you know. I shouldn't say back-to-back, but within 2 weeks, within getting another opportunity at them. But you're going to look at what you had up for the first game, what they did. They're going to look at us, what we did well, what they did well, how we combat that, and how we just execute better. Because we had every opportunity in that game. We were moving the football, and we were backed up. We just got to take care of the football and continue to strive, you know, being diligent and execute at a high level, like we are capable of doing.
Zay's having another great year. We've seen flashes from Rashad. John talked to Monday about wanting to get D-Hop more involved. I guess how important and how close are you guys to having, like, a consistent secondary wide receiver in this offense kind of step up?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we'd like to get D-Hop more involved. And that's easy to say. I'm sitting up here. I'm the offensive coordinator, you know. But we need to get him more involved. But that would be true for Bate, and that would be true for Isaiah Likely and Mark and some of our backs. So we're always trying to. We certainly, to me, balance is certainly some part of run pass. But to me, balance is, and we've been elite around here doing it, and we've got to be able to continue to do that, which is everybody has the opportunity to touch the football. Doesn't matter, running backs, tight ends, wideouts, our ability to stretch the field horizontally and vertically, being able to run it and throw it, because your elite offenses, when certain things are taken away, you can get to something else. So we certainly need to get all of our skill guys involved, and D-Hop happens to be one of them.
Is there one thing you feel like that's been the biggest challenge in the red zone in particular?
You know, we were talking about that today, and it's interesting because if you just kind of break down, because we looked at last year and this year, and like, okay, well, where is the – and, you know, when you get in the red zone, it's not like rundowns. So rundowns you may have at this point in the season, you might have 400 rundown snaps. So a play here or there – it's not going to tilt the percentages that much. We're in the red zone, like, okay, now I don't know what we got, like 50 opportunities or whatever that might be. We might have 50 of them, and there's 22 of them. And I look back, I said, okay, well, where was it where we didn't where what would flip that when there's 50 opportunities? Well, if you're a 22 of 50, which is 44%, I don't have any idea. Say it's 44%. What would have flipped 10 to make it 68%? Right? Am I right on that math? I'm right on that math, okay, 68%. And you're sitting there going, okay, well, we've had a couple of turnovers. We didn't turn it over last year. We've had a couple of stops in our goal line. Well, there's a couple there. We've had a couple of we haven't probably run it as well as we did last year and given us that chance. And it's really all these, like, two here, two there, two whatever, maybe a drop here or there. Maybe last year we probably had four or five where Lamar on QB-driven got us in the end zone. And then when you just add those up, you're adding smaller in each one of those categories that lends itself to being better. And there's the other part. We can certainly coach and scheme it better. Like I always say, like last year, which was last year, we all were a part of it. We all were, starting with me. And when we're not doing as well, we're all a part of it, starting with me. And that's the way it goes. And we're just going to continue to fight to get better. And what we can do this week, right? How we can efficiently take care of the football down there, not turn it over, and find a way to score touchdowns. Because if we would have the other day, then it probably is a different game.
Todd, you mentioned some of the quarterback-driven runs in the red zone. Do you feel like are those getting called still, I guess, at the same rate that they were? And is it any hesitancy to call some of those plays the way that you would have in the past, considering – all the injuries that he's been dealing with on his lower body?
Well, first of all, I appreciate the question, but it certainly gets into how we call a game, which I'm certainly not going to get into. But I would just say this, that as he continues, you know, from a health standpoint, you know, being able to practice and get out there, certainly we'd love for that to be a part of what we do. And it has been. It has been. You've seen it. We've still had some, as the last few weeks, we've certainly had a few more QB-driven opportunities for him. So that has obviously been a weapon for him and us. It's a superpower that he has. So it's certainly been a part of our game plan, and it needs to going forward. It does. Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. Like, since I think Lamar is elite at the intermediate passing game, I think when you can run the football, I think it opens up that part of the field for us to hit those pockets. So that's always been a staple since I've been here of those type of plays. Where we got to continue to grow is when you have to throw it, when it's third downs, it's 2 minute, you get in the red zone, you know, those type of, when you get the drop back game, everything comes into play. Okay, communication, protections, your discipline routes, your spacing. Man, that's really where all that comes into play. All your timing, all your work put in, that's where I think we can improve greatly is in those areas to make sure that whether it's third downs, whether it's in the red zone, whether it's in 2 minute, whether it's in get back on track, where we continue to build off that each and every week and get better. Because again, we're the run play action stuff been really good, and we got guys that can separate, and we got good tight ends that lends itself to that.
All right, thank you, coach.
Thank you.